The glory and elegance of the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the dominator of all saints, Abu al-Hasan, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu ta'ala, wajhahu al-Kareem, is very high. His bounties and excellences are countless. He got an honor to marry the beloved daughter of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. He is one of those who were given the good news of entering Jannah. The love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam for him was very high. His name is Ali and his father's name is Abu Talib and his mother's name is Fatima bint Asad. The kunya of Ali was Abu al-Hasan after his oldest son al-Hasan, who was one of the children of his wife Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hadith Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem was also known as Abu Turab, which was given to him by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was always happy to be addressed by it. He is the cousin and son-in-law in relationships with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hadith Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem was born 30 years after the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, so that he is 30 years younger than the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He was grown up under the guardianship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hadith Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem remained in the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam from his childhood. Due to this reason, he is the best example of the noble character of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This was the greatest blessing that Allah azza wa jal bestowed upon Hadith Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, that he was raised and educated by the one who was guided by Allah azza wa jal. Hadith Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem was the first child who believed in Islam, thus he was the first child to become a Muslim. Subhanallah azza wa jal. On the occasion of migration from Makkah to Medina, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ordered Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem to sleep on his sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's bed and migrate to Medina after returning the entrusted items to their owners. There was a great impact of the Holy Quran upon him. The verses that Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem heard from the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal had an impact on the formation of his character. They purified his heart and soul and illuminated his mind, and his soul interacted with them. Amirul Mumineen Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem lived his life with the Quran, reading it, memorizing it, understanding it, and acting upon it. Subhanallah azza wa jal. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu benefited from the commentary of the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal, and he conveyed what he learned from the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal to the people. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to ask from the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam whatever he did not understand from the noble Quran. Hadith Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem was very keen to memorize, understand and ponder over the Holy Quran. There was great love between the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal and Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Hadith Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem was one of those who gave birth to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam along with two other companions. Hadith Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem said, I watched the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal and I checked to see what is usually seen in one who is deceived. But I did not see anything. He looked good in life and good after death. He said, may my father be sacrificed for the good, meaning the Prophet, how good you look in this life and in demise. Hadith Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem was amongst those who went down into the grave of the Messenger of Allah azza wa jal and buried him along with other companions. Hadith Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem was a sincere advisor to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The life of Hadith Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem was a fountain of knowledge and wisdom. He had a strong will in matters of Allah azza wa jal and in the support of Islam. He talked in a decisive manner and resolved issues with great justice. He was not interested in the worldliness. His heart was full of the fear of Allah Almighty and had been very tearful. He used to hold his nafs accountable. The story of the fourth Khalifa of Islam, as Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem tells us, that he would like to wear rough and thick clothes and would eat thick bread. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a majestic personality that people felt reluctant to talk to him. But whenever anyone visited him, he would always come forward and meet him warmly. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.